I'm Jamie Goodspeed, a wife, mother, energy healer, and life coach. Just like many others, I'm simply striving to navigate the complexities of life while making a difference.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins, integrative medicine specialist with a passion for biohacking the human body, diligent researcher, health advocate, and wellness enthusiast. This raw and real podcast explores holistic wellness and self-empowerment from a unique perspective. Join us as we navigate the world of holistic healing. Together, let's embark on this transformative adventure.
We're grateful you're here. Welcome to Mindful Healing. Hey guys, and welcome back to Mindful Healing. I'm Jamie Goodspeed.
This is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins.
Are we ready for today's episode?
Woo, it's a game changer.
It is a game changer. We are going to apologize now, but also very thankful and grateful that we're doing this podcast and this episode to have you be educated and have your mind be changed. We're talking about coffee.
Whoa, here we go.
We're talking about coffee. Now, I mentioned this to somebody at work the other day, and right away, they said, you are not changing my mind. And I said, whoa, I'm not telling you not to drink coffee.
Relax.
I know, talk about
goodness. You need to sage that human.
maybe they need less caffeine.
Well, right. Maybe some decaf.
But I said, no. Because I get it. People grasp to their coffee. That is the thing that we wake up, we look forward to, unless it's brewed, we smell it. That's what gets us up and going.
Oh, I love coffee. I look forward to my coffee in the morning. It gets me jazzed up and ready to start my day.
Now, we wanted to start this episode with that.
Absolutely, because this is about being mindful and aware of what you're putting into your body.
Yes. So this is not an anti-coffee episode.
Definitely not.
We love, actually, Dr. Jen and I right now, we got our cups of coffee, don't we?
We do. Natural Force. We're brewing their coffee today and trying it.
It is delicious.
It's wonderful.
And we'll dive into the different types of coffees in a little bit, but I think it's important for the listeners to know we are not anti-coffee.
Right. And research supports a good cup of coffee every day. The goal, though, is that you want to be drinking a product that does not have mold, toxin, or pesticides in it.
You know, it's funny, when Dr. Jen and I first talked about this, she messaged me, because we message all the time, and she said, coffee, I have a great idea for an episode, coffee. And my first thought was, oh, okay, what about coffee?
Yeah, how are we going to talk about coffee for 20 minutes?
Yeah, besides the fact that I love it. And then as we started going down this rabbit hole that you are about to join us in, it really got me thinking. When I go shopping for the family, I do buy organic. I buy organic fruits, vegetables, chicken, beef, meats, but I'm embarrassed to say I don't even think about coffee like that.
I get that, because we don't think about beverages the same that we think about food. And so I will say to patients, what are you eating? And then what are you drinking? Because it's not any less important, those items that you're putting in your body, whether you're drinking them or eating them.
Yeah, but again, maybe I'm the only one, but I think it's probably average and safe to say that the majority of us don't think about beverages or coffees.
Well, clearly, because as I see people at the chains, they're coming out of there in droves drinking those toxins.
Absolutely. And be mindful, everything that we're saying, of course, we do our research. Dr. Jen is a really good researcher. We have all the knowledge at our fingertips. I literally went on Google and I typed in, is coffee bad for you? And the first thing that came up, so this literally took me 15 seconds to find, it said, first, conventional coffee is among the most heavily chemically treated foods in the world. It is steeped. Now let's concentrate on that word, steeped in synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides. A real mouthful of bad taste. I found this information out in 15 seconds.
Right, because you were looking and you were being very intentional with your actions. So we know that only 3% of coffees today are grown using organic methods, which means that 97% of the coffee the world is drinking are treated with pesticides and other chemicals. So let me ask you a question, Jamie. If I gave you a cup of coffee, would you spray that with an insecticide?
Not on purpose, no.
Or drink it after I sprayed it with an insecticide?
No.
Then why are people drinking this?
Knowledge.
Right, because we don't know.
Ignorance.
But now you know. So now I want you to do better now that you know better, right? That's always the goal.
And I think ignorance, honestly, has a lot to do with it because I have asked people about coffee and when I was telling them about this episode, and again, right away, is I don't want to know.
Please stop living your life on a hamster wheel. You really have to be alive and you have to be aware of what you're doing in every moment. Be present. Get off the phone.
I love that.
Right? Be present. Be actually in every moment of your life. Be there for the people around you, for yourself. This is very what they do in Japan, you were telling me.
Yes, absolutely. One of my broker owners went to Japan and she said, it was the most amazing experience and it really made a difference because everybody was present. It is looked down upon while you're walking, you should not have your phone. While you're walking, you should not be eating. So they literally will take time out to sit down, be present, eat, drink, talk. If they want to be on their phones, again, they sit down, they walk away. Everyone else that was just walking, they were talking to each other, they were engaged, they were looking around. She said it was the most beautiful situation she's been in a very long time.
Yeah, I think that's my next stop is Japan, just to study the culture and see how they practice this presence in every day. That seems so awesome to me. And this week, I think I told you before, I felt like I was overeating because I was stress eating,
yes.
Which we all do.
Yeah.
And this week I said, I'm going to be more mindful. When I'm eating, I'm simply going to eat. I'm going to practice that philosophy like the Japanese. And I'm not going to work because a lot of times I will sit there and be researching or working or, you know, looking at patients' information and then eating while I'm doing that because I have to fit it in.
Yeah. Being conscious is key. And bringing it back now down to coffee, let's get into it. What is in our coffee, Dr. Jen?
Oh, you did ask me. Remember you asked. Okay. So that morning cup of coffee seems innocent, but it most likely contains ochratoxin A, which is classified as a possible carcinogen and categorized as a mycotoxin.
I love that you said possible.
Yeah, that drives me bananas. Okay, it's either cancerous or it's not, right? Like, there's no gray in that area for me. Things need to be black and white. Either you're going to cause cancer or you're not. I don't know. That's me.
To me, if they even have to say probable, guess what, guys?
Right.
Probably is.
Right. Causes oxidative stress in the body, which impairs mitochondrial function, which is your energy level, and disrupts protein synthesis.
So you're telling me what we drink for energy, it could be doing the adverse effect.
Correct.
Maybe that's why people drink 5-6 cups of coffee a day.
Right. Well, your body does get used to it. And right, a side effect is actually getting tired and coming off of that caffeine high. It can also damage DNA.
Now, that actually loops back into one of the episodes we did that spoke about cellular memory.
Yes.
And how it affects 4 generations.
Correct. And the other scary thing is that it can compromise your immune system. So most of us, our immune system is already on high alert. It's not doing well because we're exposed to so many toxins, the EMF, you know, all these pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides. And so here we go. We're going to just continue to impair it, which is not good. Not good. Acrylamide is in coffee. That's classified again as another possible human carcinogen and shown to be a neurotoxin damager, which means it's altering your nervous system.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. Pour me another cup.
Right? Scary stuff. And then we wonder why dementia and Parkinson's are becoming so prevalent. This could be a reason. One of the many reasons.
You know, it's funny you say that. Well, not funny. Ironic. I have heard, unfortunately, more and more friends from high school, their parents have either early onset dementia or they are in the depths of it and they're suffering from it and they're dying from it. And this is something that wasn't as common 10, 15 years ago.
No. But if your coffee is attacking your immune system and causing irritation in the neurological system, the heavy metals we're exposed to, you know, those silver fillings that we all had and or have, those are neurotoxins. You know, the fluoride that they want to give you. Dentistry, you know, we can go down that another day.
Yes,
dentistry,
yes.
Oh my gosh. No, I went to Connecticut to see a dentist because I was so over the dentistry.
Yes, but we're talking about coffee today.
Yes, so please let me jump back. So aflatoxin is in the coffee. It's the most potent natural carcinogen. We love how they put potent and natural together.
I was just going to say that. They're very good with using those words.
Linked to liver cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Polycystic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAH for short.
I was just going to say, and I know Dr. Jen's already going to say this when we talk about creamers, but if you cannot pronounce something, chances are you shouldn't be eating it or drinking it.
100%. We had that conversation with your daughter this morning.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. And she ignored us. But hey, I'm trying to educate.
All we can do is offer the education. And then, of course, you know, those are some of the things that are in our coffee, right? Besides mold, the pesticides that they're growing it in. So we're, again, this conversation is just to make you more aware of what you're actually putting into your body.
And again, like we started the episode, we're not saying we're anti-coffee. There's just better choices out there.
Absolutely.
We have to start being a little bit more conscious. And the one thing I want to mention is when you go to these chains or even these smaller coffee shops, which personally I try to support, start asking for organic coffee.
Yes, that's the only way we're going to change that. And Old Barn Market in Binghamton, they do serve organic coffee. So I'm going to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Because I'm extremely grateful that there's one place that I can go where I am offered that. Before COVID, there were chains that offered organic brews. Now, I don't generally go to those chains any longer because they stopped offering it. And it seemed like every time I went, I would say, hey, do you have anything organic brewed? And they would say no. So our plea to you is that we want you to start asking for it because, right, it's about demanding what you want. And they definitely offer all these milk products, right?
Absolutely. And that's another thing Dr. Jen and I were talking about is why do all of these chains and even these smaller coffee shops, they have their almond milk, oat milk, coconut milk, what's it, cashew milk.
You can milk anything these days. we'll drink it and try it. As long as it's non-dairy, they'll say.
That's right. But why are they more prevalent in offering these non-dairy milks? Because people asked for them.
People wanted those options because so many people were having issues with dairy.
So do us a favor, no matter what coffee place establishment that you go to, start asking for organic coffee.
Yes, please, for the sake of our health, truly.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the fact that we talked about what's actually in the coffee.
Yes.
Now let's talk about how you're brewing your coffee. So a lot of humans are using methods that actually make it worse. So we've told you what the horrible things are that are in the coffee. Now you're using machines that are plastic. So that's allowing BPA to be leached into your coffee. Now we're talking about BPA that creates estrogen dominance in men and women. And it's actually estrogen dominance that causes cancer, not estrogen. Mm. So we want to be mindful of how we're making it. You definitely do not want to use plastic.
Right. And one of the most common methods that many people use, because again, it's quick and it's convenient, are these pods people are purchasing. It is pre-filled coffee in a plastic pod.
Or metal, which then is creating leaching of metal into your body. So you're either getting plastic toxins or you're getting metal, which we need neither in our bodies.
So a good recommendation and alternative would be like a stainless steel percolator. And that's something that I know John and myself use.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you for that.
Thank you. It's one of the pluses we have.
It's an A-plus for that.
It is, but we are buying organic coffee.
Good. I shamed you enough.
You did. And again, I'm not lying. I literally went to pour myself a cup of coffee. I took a sip of it. I thought of everything that I've been learning and I now know. And I dumped it down the sink.
Good. Where it belongs.
It does. It does belong.
In the sewer system. Goodbye, toxins.
Do we want to now jump into the creamers that we put into the coffees?
Yeah, but I want to also tell them other ways to brew the coffee. So you have a stainless steel percolator. You can do the glass pour over method, which the carafe is generally glass, and then you're not leaching toxins. And then there's also the French press that people love coffee from that as well. So these are other options that, yes, they may not be as convenient as your current automatic coffee maker. But please, if you hear anything today other than all the toxins that are in coffee, understand convenience is what is making us sick.
Amen.
Right?
And it's a perfect example. Again, I do this podcast and all these episodes with Dr. Jen. And what did my husband say this morning as we were brewing this clean coffee? He said, I really don't like this percolator. There are too many parts. I looked at Dr. Jen. Am I lying, right?
No, he did say that.
I looked at Dr. Jen. I put in the little, it's like a metal straw. I put in the base. I put in the cap and I looked at her. I said, those are all the parts. Now plug it in.
Well, again, people want convenience, and convenience is what is leading you down this illness pathway. We need to get people off of that train. That train is not leading anywhere good.
It's not. And we have instant gratification in this world.
100%.
Everything is at our fingertips, but being conscious of your health.
Remember, health is wealth. And if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
True story.
The love of your life could be in your life. You could have the best job in the entire world. You could have the most beautiful home. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, you could have money. You could have plans. You could have a wonderful future.
Absolutely. If you don't feel well, if you can't get up every day and bounce out of bed and feel amazing, come and see me.
That's right. Come and see Dr. Jen.
Seriously.
She is seeing our family now and is making a world of difference. And it really started with vitamins.
I appreciate that. Yeah, vitamins and minerals are the foundation, which if they are deficient, then our health, we could be experiencing other symptoms that may be diagnosed as other things. So let's start with the basics, right? Let's look at the vitamin minerals. Let's see what's going on in that body.
Yeah. So you know now to buy organic. You now know how to brew the coffee. Now let's talk about the demons that you put in your coffee.
Oh, here we go. So let's talk about what those cups look like from those retail chains when you're walking there. I see it's filled halfway with whipped cream, sprinkles.
Caramel drizzles, my daughter's favorite.
Right? And then I see some fake strawberries floating in there. And then I see all the sugar at the bottom.
And it's also the coloring. I always laugh because it's so white. It's not even brown like coffee.
Yeah, I'm like, have a little coffee.
With your coffee?
Yeah, with your coffee. Have a little coffee in there.
Well, I'll always say, I'm like, you want some coffee with your sugar and cream?
Exactly. Now, let's think about this. We talked about replacing your bagel with a donut because it has about the same amount of sugar.
Yep.
But again, go have some ice cream. Why are you drinking a pound of sugar in your coffee in the morning?
I love this. Instead of the bagel, have a donut. Instead of coffee, have ice cream.
Right, girl? I'm giving you a lot of permissions here. I mean, right, ideally we want to eat low sugar because it's very inflammatory.
Of course.
But listen, if that's a lot of sugar in a beverage.
It is. I mean, I've looked at some of the ingredients and the calories, and some of it's over 2,000 calories.
Wow, that's a whole day's worth of calories.
That's correct.
Literally a whole day.
And we wonder why we're obese as a society.
Whew.
That's another episode.
Don't get me started. That's where you're on that convenience train, and you're gonna crash.
Okay, so Dr. Jen, they want their coffee, which they can have. They're brewing it the right way. Awesome. Now they want a little sweetener in their coffee. What do we recommend?
Fine. Stevia, monk fruit, those are natural. Zero calorie. Again, if you have any allergies, be mindful of that. Some people, if you're allergic to ragweed, then they're in the same family with stevia and they have a little bit of a reaction to it. Ideally, more natural choices for sweetening. If those are unavailable, the creamers are okay as long as they have minimal ingredients. Look at the ingredients. If you cannot pronounce the word, you should not be consuming it. The intention of this is not to shame you, because that's not where real change occurs. This is simply encouraging you to start looking at ingredients and being mindful of what you're actually consuming.
Be aware. Everything that goes into your body, just be aware and start asking questions. That's another thing we do as a society is we don't ask questions. We just order and take and eat and wear and do. We don't ask enough questions. And again, like I said in the beginning, we have knowledge at our fingertips.
Oh, this is the best. I love it about this time that we're living in right now.
For sure. Anything you want to know, any information, just Google it.
So let's go down that rabbit hole of what can you actually buy and consume that will be good for you?
Yes, because right now I have a feeling our listeners aren't very happy with us.
Right? And I definitely don't want my house egged.
No, I'm not telling you guys where I live.
So let's talk about a couple of brands that really do a good job and make clean coffee for us.
And it tastes good too.
Yeah, this Natural Forest coffee is fantastic.
Yes, we just brewed it this morning and it's delish.
It's free of pesticides, mold, and other toxins, which I am extremely grateful for.
Check, check, check.
Absolutely. And they come in whole beans or ground already.
Perfect.
Makes it easy, right? Danger Coffee, which is founded by Dave Asprey, the father of biohacking, is also another really clean brand because he realized through research there was a lot of mold in our coffee. And I've actually had this coffee at the biohacking conference last year. It's delightful. The other cool thing they did was they added minerals to the coffee because, number one, they said that it made it taste better, which I agree with. And also, we're so deficient in minerals as a society.
So it serves more than one purpose.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Now, this coffee I have had with butter in it, and it was delightful.
I'm not keen on butter in my coffee, but I haven't tried it, so I can't yuck anybody else's yum.
Oh, it's delightful. Just saying. We need more saturated fat in our diet, the good fats.
Oh, that's another thing I learned from Dr. Jen. And actually, when I went down the keto rabbit hole, grass-fed organic butter is so good for you.
Absolutely. You should be having that often.
And to not go down another rabbit hole, but in the 1980s and 90s and early 2000s, this low-fat, 100 calories
diet trend was nonsense.
Absolutely.
Now, did you lose weight? Sure. But were you eating well? And were you actually giving your body what it needed?
No, I was eating processed food. Foods.
Exactly. And honestly, I would eat a lot more sugar because once they take the fat out, for taste, they have to add something. So if you are eating dairy, don't go for the low fat. Go for the full fat dairy.
And you will stay full longer.
You will stay full much longer. And that fat is actually good for you. So you want those good saturated fats like grass-fed butter, the grass-fed beef, and also the monounsaturated fats, which are the coconut, the avocado, the olive oil.
And Dr. Jen, what do you have here? It's a creamy caramel MCT oil. It looks good.
It's really good. I purchased this about a week ago. It's from Natural Forest, the coffee we're drinking, and it's creamy caramel MCT oil that really helps with fasting. I've never tried it before until now. They created a really killer product because MCT oil, when you put it in your coffee a lot of times, is very greasy and oily. This tastes like caramel. There's no sugar in it, so you can use this for fasting. And the benefit is that I don't get that brain fog as much.
Oh, well, amen. You know, Jamie needs that.
Yeah. So when I'm fasting, I think we talked about this in our last episode, that I tend to get, when I get towards that 16, 17, 18 hour, that I tend to get a little less clear. I feel awesome all day long. And then I get to the end and I start to have less clarity, where it seems as though adding this MCT oil to my coffee in the morning while I'm fasting really did help that.
Awesome. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah. It tastes good too, which is so exciting.
What other coffees do we like?
Well, the one that I have been drinking for a very long time since I went to All Organic is Cafe Altura. Hmm. They're a California company. They were actually the first organic coffee company.
Really?
So good for them. That's exciting.
They are true pioneers. Do you know when that started?
Yeah, 1980 they started.
Hey, it's the year I was born. I like
it. Oh, it's a good year, girl. It's a good year. The other company that makes an instant organic is Mount Hagen, and they actually sell that at Wegmans. Mm. That tastes good as well. The thing that makes these easy is you can travel with instant coffee, right?
I love that.
So when I'm flying, I can have a little baggie of it in my purse, and then when I get into the airport, I can ask for hot water and make my own coffee.
I love that. That's a great life hack.
It is a good life hack. You're welcome.
Yeah, because I'm going to be traveling soon. And again, I love my coffee. So that's good. I'm going to have to get some instant coffee, put it in a little baggie, and there I am.
There you go. Ask for some hot water. They will charge you for it, though.
I can't.
They're not giving you anything for free.
Ain't that the truth?
So those two brands, again, I've been using a stainless steel electric kettle when I brew my coffee. You know, it makes it easy, it's convenient, and I can take that with me. For those listeners that may not drink coffee, we probably will do an episode on tea at some point because it is just as toxic. And I literally just took one of my patients off her inorganic brand of tea, and she was very resistant in the beginning, but she's come around and actually has admitted that it hasn't been too bad going to organic tea.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right. And then the other piece of that is some people don't drink coffee or tea. And Jamie and I drink Odyssey Mushroom Elixir, which was introduced to me by one of my friends who was very smart to bring this into my life because it's a good thing to use during a busy day.
And it's delicious. My favorite is the dragon fruit lemonade.
Yeah, they have lots of other flavors. Mine is the blackberry lemon twist, but they also have a passion fruit orange guava and an orange ginger. So there's lots of different flavors. There's very little sugar in it, only 3 grams. They do put an organic caffeine in there made from green tea extract, which is nice. So it has about 85 milligrams of caffeine, that particular mushroom elixir. And there's actually mushrooms in there.
I love that.
Right? So there's lion's mane, cordyceps. They do put L-theanine in there, which promotes promotes relaxation and mental well-being, as well as Panax ginseng, which boosts energy and supports blood sugar levels. Now, that brand actually makes another one, too, that I just found. It's called Odyssey 222. Hmm. They call it a sparkling energy drink.
Ooh, I like that sponsor.
We haven't tried that yet.
No, but we can't wait to.
Exactly, and that's on the list. So there's more caffeine in that one. It actually has 222 milligrams of caffeine. I love their branding with the sacred geometry and their numbers, right? 222, great, great number.
Yeah, I love that.
And they have different flavors for that one. They have a blue raspberry, a pineapple mango, a strawberry watermelon, and a cherry lime.
Well, for when we do that episode on energy drinks, Dr. Jen and I are definitely going to try all them.
Yes, 100%. We're excited to try Odyssey. Good job, Odyssey, for making a clean energy drink.
That tastes delicious.
Yeah, it tastes really good, and there's very little sugar, which is very exciting.
So wrapping up this episode, no more standard coffee. You are going to make the wise choice and ask for or buy organic coffee. It is that simple.
Jump off the crazy train.
And then when it comes to brewing, you're going to choose a better way of brewing. Remember stainless steel. Stay away from the plastic and the metals.
Yes, glass and stainless steel are your friends. Even when you're cooking, those are great options. So please make more informed decisions. Make more mindful decisions during your day. Try to be more aware of what you're putting into your body, whether it's drinks, whether it's food.
Just because something is quick and easy and convenient, it doesn't mean it's the best for you. So again, wrapping this up, just please start being a little bit more conscious and aware of what we're putting into our bodies.
I'm urging you to be more mindful about your decisions. These decisions you make every day will absolutely take you down different paths, as you know, whether it's a path of enlightenment and better health. That is up to you.
I love that, Dr. Jen. Perfect way to end this. As always, will you take us out?
Absolutely. Wishing you love, light, and abundance. And remember, true health is wealth. Until next time, shine your light bright.
Awesome. Make those better choices, guys. See you next week.